The children had run into their rooms and straightway opened the adjoining double doors through which Tony sauntered and flopped down next to Jennifer on her bed. He stared out one of the big picture windows that flanked the bed.
"Boy, Mama sure seems uptight today," he complained as he batted a foot against the white lace border trimming the bottom edge of the pink canopy.
"Yeah, I know."
Jennifer busily ran a finger along the white full-size spread, tracing tiny pink and blue and green teddy bears and the matching colored tulips that each bear held.
"And we better be good tonight, Tony,"
she hesitantly added.
"It's been real hard on Mommy since Daddy left us, you know."
"Look who's talking,"
he barked and moved into the blonde high-back wicker chair beside Jennifer's nightstand. While fiddling with the brass lamp, Tony remembered the earlier argument.
"Dad will be back,"
he grimaced as he flicked the pink shade up, then shook a fist in her face.
"The next time you say he won't,
Tears were welling up in Jennifer's eyes. She was trying to restrain the flow, but a few drops fell to her cheek. Tony hated seeing her cry. Sure, he liked harassing her, but not the tears. Anything but the tears. When Tony put an arm around her shoulder, tears gushed forth as if a dam had broken.
"I'm sorry, Jen. I'm just being a butt as usual," confessed Tony, while he awkwardly jiggled her shoulders, hoping to console her.
"Come on now, little sis. Don't cry. Please don't cry."
Burying her face in Tony's budding chest, Jennifer quietly sobbed.
"I love Daddy too, you know. Sometimes,"
she gasped hard, trying to control her trembling words.
"Sometimes I think you think you're the only one who loves him."
Her words were faintly heard, but the scold effective.
"Shh."
Tony pressed her head against his small chest, holding her even tighter.
"I said I was sorry."
His voice fluttered higher, breaking under the pressure of his sister's verbal chastening.
"I really am,"
insisted Tony, and he caressed her hair. Jennifer felt his body quiver slightly as he begged her to stop crying. Taking her frail chin into his bungling hands, he wiped the tears with his thumbs, then pinched her nose and commanded that she wash her face and ready for dinner. Hoping to evoke a smile, Tony swaggered toward his room, looking more like a waddling penguin than the suave, prepubescent he thought himself to depict.
"You know how Mama is if we're late," he added at the door.
Forcing a smile, Jennifer shook her head in agreement and sniffled as she got up and went to her bathroom. Tony retreated behind the double doors and sighed wearily.
"Phew,"
he wiped a brow.
"I didn't mean to do that,"
he confided to himself. Then he plopped across the full-size black and red pinstriped spread and propped one of several pinstriped throw pillows under his head. Looking around at the many posters plastered on his wall, he sized up an empty spot next to a vintage race car. There he tacked up the action hero poster that he purchased that day at the mall. It rounded out his collection of favorite sports figures, movie stars, and race cars, all of which he had acquired with his allowance money. As in Jennifer's room, and every upstairs bedroom, large picture windows flanked Tony's bed. But the two end bedrooms, Jennifer's and her father's, were the brightest, since they both had an extra window recessing in an alcove. A big old oak, however, loomed just outside of Jennifer's bay window and partially blocked the morning sun. Every upstairs bedroom also had plenty of closet space, and Melissa Bannister made certain that the children had workstations at which to study. Out of clean towels, Tony slipped through the double doors that led into his mother's bedroom and borrowed a fresh set. Every upstairs room opened into the adjoining bedroom so that, conceivably, they all could become one large living quarters, which was the initial intent when Jonathan and Melissa Bannister first purchased the house 10 years ago. Now that the children were older, the doors were closed for privacy's sake. Through her bathroom wall, Jennifer could hear Tony singing silly commercial jingles, and she giggled. Contemplating his recent kindness toward her when she was crying, She thought about how much she truly loved and looked up to Tony. Even though he rarely ever showed her any side, other than the rough and tough big brother who usually picked on his little sister, calling her donkey side. She sighed at the little girl in the mirror, determining what she would do with her hair this evening.
No, he'll just yank on my ponytails again.
I could.